USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride. Senate confirmation hearings always bring out the most intelligent questions. Senator Hirono of Hawaii to nominee Judge Amy Barrett.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Senators in today's hearing were questioning Judge Barrett's stance on Roe versus Wade. The answer was pretty much the same.
So I think, you know, what the Casey standard is, and that's just, it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer. But I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Americans living in the United Kingdom began early voting in London Tuesday, ahead of the November 3rd election. One resident reported that this was the first election where she had received her ballot via email. The voter said that she felt more secure by taking her vote to the embassy, where it will be sent to a U.S. sorting office. The embassy actually contacted us and let us know that this was an option, said U.S. citizen Patricia Nguyen. It just felt like a more secure way in an environment where we are kind of questioning all of the aspects of mail-in voting. Patricia continued, "This felt like a more secure way for me to make sure that my voice is heard." Early voting began in Texas Tuesday with fairly long lines for some voters at some locations. 50,000 votes had been cast by noon local time in Harris County. That includes Houston. The state of Georgia has already seen 425,000 ballots cast this year following several weeks of mail-in voting. That's according to data keepers Catalyst. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When we look back on the one and only vice presidential debate, what stands out? The fly. So why not capitalize on the pest? USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about, and so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A black hole in space, 214 light years from Earth, devoured a star like it was a big exploding noodle, as astronomers got a front row seat. The unfortunate star, as researchers called it in their paper, was orbiting in the dense nucleus of a galaxy about 214 million years ago. It had wandered too close to the galaxy's central supermassive black hole, and that black hole stretched it out like spaghetti and swallowed it in one big event. Scientists call this process spaghettification. Light from the massive star grab reached Earth in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.